Tiruvananthapuram. Velikakathu Sankaran Achuthanandan, the last towering figure of Kerala's communist revolution, former chief minister, and lifelong crusader for justice and people's rights, passed away on Monday in Tiruvananthapuram at the age of 101. A man who rose from the grassroots of Punnapur's red-soiled working class struggles to become a symbol of incorruptible public life, Achuthanandan's journey spanned more than 8 decades, marked by unwavering integrity, fearless dissent, and deep-rooted commitment to the underprivileged. He is survived by his wife Vasumathi, daughter Vivi Asha, and son V.A. Arun Kumar. As the news of his passing spread, Kerala mourned not just the death of a political stalwart, but the departure of its most trusted moral compass. His mortal remains will be placed for public homage at the Durbar Hall of the Kerala Secretariat from 9 a.m. on Tuesday. The funeral will be held with full state honors at Chudukadu in Alapuja on Wednesday. Born on October 20, 1923, in Velikakathu, Punnapura in Alapuja district, Achuthanandan lost both parents young and dropped out of school in the 7th grade. He worked in a tailoring shop and a core factory before stepping into trade union activism. At 17, he joined the Communist Party, embarking on an 80-year political journey that would reshape Kerala's political conscience. His early activism saw him beaten and left for dead by the police during the Punnapura Vayalar Uprising. In 1964, when the CPI split, Achuthanandan became one of the 32 architects of the CPI-M. He was the last survivor of that founding group. As the left began building its influence in Kerala, Achuthanandan emerged as a fierce organizer, later serving as the state secretary of the CPI-M, from 1980 to 1992. Though internal factionalism denied him the chief ministership in 1996, his popularity with the masses only grew stronger. From 2001, he served as the leader of the opposition and later, at 82, became Kerala's chief minister in 2006. As opposition leader and CM, Achuthanandan's cantonment house residence became a hub of public grievance redressal. He welcomed people regardless of party or class. His interventions in the Mathikatan forest encroachment, Mariur sandalwood theft, Plachamada water crisis, and the landmark Pembalai Orumai women's strike are etched into Kerala's political folklore. Even when sidelined within his party, removed from the Politburo in 2009 and expelled from the state committee in 2015, he remained a moral compass, commanding reverence across ideologies. Achuthanandan pursued the Palmaline and Idamalayar corruption cases with unmatched tenacity, resulting in the conviction of former ministers. His stance in the Suryaneli and ice cream parlor abuse cases highlighted his concern for women's safety and dignity. As chief minister, he ensured relief for endosulfan victims and fought for their rights in and out of office. Mentored by communist stalwart P. Krishna Pillai, Achuthanandan became a central committee member of the Undivided Communist Party in 1958. Despite disciplinary actions from the party, he never compromised on integrity. A life etched in public service. Leader of the opposition for 5,150 days across 3 tenures. Chief minister for 1,826 days from 2006 to 2011. MLA for 12,652 days, contesting 10 elections and winning 7. Longest serving CPM MLA from Malampuja, 2001 to 2021. At 93, he was the oldest chairman of the Administrative Reforms Commission. He stepped down from public life on January 31, 2021, citing health concerns. As the curtain falls on his remarkable life, Kerala doesn't just lose a leader, it loses its conscience keeper, a voice that echoed with courage and conviction for over a century.